This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Are you allowing discouragement to get the best of you? Do you have a relationship with a friend that provides support and accountability when you experience discouragement? Are you taking steps that will lead you out of discouragement? We have seen in studying 1 Thessalonians 2:17 through 3:13 that Paul took deliberate and at times bold steps to break out of his discouragement. His fellow workers, Silas and Timothy, helped him. This brought joy to their hearts and through it expanded his source of encouragement to include the believers in Thessalonica. As I mentioned earlier in this study, there is power in intimate, informed, and inspiring relationships. Do you have such relationships in your life? Do a reality check. And if you think you don't need them, just wait. Paul warned in another of his letters, 1 Corinthians 10:12, "If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." You see, Solomon was right when he said in Proverbs 16:18, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." In the book of Ecclesiastes, he says in 4:9-12, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." So let me ask you again, do you have an intimate, informed, and inspiring relationship? Do a reality check.